ready.
Okay, we're picking up from Daf Lamed. Yes, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom. It's an exciting day of Siyumim here. We're finishing the second Perek. Daf Yom, we finished Mesachas Megillah today. Ara Geshmaka Siyumim. We'll try to some flavors for that also. Okay, says the Gemara at the bottom. So we finished off yesterday and given him an Aleph that we brought a Brisa here that the best Mida a person can do is Gemara. Gemara ain't lacham Mida gedol mizu. That's the best thing. And Rashi explained that the Gemara doesn't leave you with anything unclear, right? Rashi already tells you, he says, I referenced it earlier on the Amud, says Rashi, that when a person understands what's going on in different Mishnayos and able to understand the way we paskin and to be metarets the different... to reconcile the different disparate Mishnahs, put it together, then you have a real Havana. That's why Gemara is the best Mida. The Braisa ended off by saying, "Olam heavy runs the Mishnah, yes, mina Gemara." So the Braisa on the one end is saying the Gemara is the best thing, but really you should run to Mishnah. Really, the best thing you should run after is Mishnah, and even more than Gemara. So the Gemara left off yesterday with a kasha, hagufa kasha. That's a steer, minei ubei. On the one hand, Amos, you're telling me be Gemara in lachamida gedola mizu. You tell me that Gemara is the ultimate. Because that's everything is clear and you're really getting a full understanding. V'halder hamis, and the next line you're telling me, then you're telling me to run after the Mishnah more than the Gemara? Doesn't make any sense. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, B'yimei Rebbe Nishneis Mishneh Zu. In the days of Rebbe, this Mishnah was taught. Which Mishnah? Says Rashi, the first one. The concept that Gemara is the best thing to learn, that was originally taught in the days of Rebbe. That was like the first psak that came out, B'yimei Rebbe. And so what happened? After everybody heard that, they're like, okay, Shav Kukula Alma, Masnisin, Va'az Dubasa Gemara. So everybody said, okay, Gemara is the Iker. So they left the Mishnah, and they said, we're not going to do Mishnah anymore, and we'll just be Isaac in the Gemara, because Rebbe's telling you that's the most chashiv thing. So once Rebbe saw that, he realized it's a problem. Halder Darshu. So then he went back and Darshu them at a different time, at a later point. No, it's better to learn Mishnah more than the Gemara. And Rashi explains really what Rebbe was doing over here, which is that he didn't want people to forget the Mishnayos. Right? It's very nice if you have a Havana, but you don't know what you're talking about. You don't have the actual outline of who says what. So the understanding is not going to help. You need to have clear who, right? Get the names right. Who's Machmir? Who's Mekel? Who's Mechayev? Who patters, and you have to get all these things together.
How do you have the Havana without that?
What?
How do you have the Havana without the Mishnah?
That's the point. If you're just so interested in the money, you're not midaktic, because Rashi says they weren't careful, and they were mixing up the names of Chama. If you weren't focusing, okay, Remeir Shita is this, Rebuta Shita is, you're just understanding what was the svaras behind everything. You don't have clear the actual basic outline, so you might have all the good svaras, but you don't remember who's Machmir, who's Mekel. You're going to forget the basics, and you're going to confuse. That's going
to
affect how the whole halacha comes out. What?
Well,
so obviously, it wasn't tied well enough. Even nowadays, you could say svara. But wait, so who's I saying that in? Right? Who's the Rashba, the Ritva? You could have a good svara and remember exactly who was there. Yes, Evan.
Probably a bad question. But what does Gemara mean at that point?
What do you mean by what does Gemara say? So how did the Gemara answer the question?
What is Gemara?
This is before the Gemara.
Oh, that's what I said in the beginning. That's what Rashi said, and Rashi said twice on Daf Lamed Gimel. Rashi says Gemara is Kfar Pirashi the Malah, right? That when you're lost, say slave, when you put your mind to really understand the Mishnayos that are susum, sometimes they're not really even understandable, the Mishnayos. Sometimes they're nebulous, sometimes they're stiras, so you have to understand it properly. Rashi gives a nice little historical analysis of what happened in the days of Rebbe. And Rashi, this is the famous ideas that we all know about Torah Shebaal Peh, that Rashi says that really Torah Shebaal Peh, right, as it was called, I would ask people, Torah Shebaal Peh was written down where? Nowhere, originally, right? That's why it's called Torah Shebaal Peh. And it was meant to stay Torah Shebaal Peh. And Rashi explains really the whole development, the historical development of Machlokes. The things were Baal Peh, and there was Machlokes was very, very limited until the times of Hillel v'Shammai and their students, the students of Hillel v'Shammai. And then, because there was so much persecution, so people were starting to forget things. And then only later on, in the times of Rebbe, they were able to sit down and get things clear again. And that's what. So that's why the few generations before Rebbe is when things started to get unclear, because people did not have things 100%. And then until Rebbe's time, says Rashi, Ad Yamav Lohayu Masechlas Sturas, they didn't even have clear orders of Masechtas and Starim. They had things. Everybody just had it like they knew what the Rebbe said. And Rebbe came along, Bir Nasi, and organized things and was Mevarer the different Machlokes between the different Rebbeim. So that was really the Iker. Once Rebbe did that and he clarified, like everybody would have like, okay, I heard from my Rebbe the following list of prices, and I heard from my Rebbe this one. Everybody had their different things, and Rebbe put it together. And was metaritz everything, and made authoritative decisions. Which one is ikr? Which is tuffel? Which one is can be we can be soymech on which one has mistakes in it. So that was really the ikar avoda of what Rebbe did. So Rebbe said that's the ikar, the Gemara, right? But then afterwards he realized he can't forget the actual Mishnayos, and as you see in that times things were still not written down, and therefore he didn't want people to forget. Okay, there's a whole question exactly about it, when things actually were written down. It sounds from this Rashi that it wasn't written down at this point, right? Even in the days of Rebbe, things were not written down. It was just things were being clarified, but they were still Baal Peh. Okay, everybody thinks, and there are certain different sources. The Rambam talks about there's different opinions about exactly when things were written down. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like at different times of Rebbe, they were not. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, okay, so we've explained the Brisa. The Brisa had a stira. On the one hand, the Gemara Zikr. On the other hand, go to Mishnah. Tara says it was taught at different times. The first Rebbe taught, learned Gemara, because that was the Ikr of what Rebbe did. He clarified all the different Mishnayos and decided which ones are Ikr and put them in the proper perspective. Later on, Rebbe said, okay, we can't forget about the Mishnayos, so we do that. So they won't be forgotten. Okay, so now the Gemara says, my Darish, what did Rebbe Darshan? A very important Rashi. Rashi explains, what is Gemara asking about? Manny, my Darish to do which then? About the Mishnah or about the Gemara? The Gemara, right? So we're going back to the original thing Rebbe did. Why? Where did Rebbe Darshan that the Gemara is the Iker? Where did he get that from? So the Gemara says, we have a pasuk. Haged la'ami pisham leveisakov chatoisam. So Gemara Darshan says, Haged la'ami pisham, tell my nation about their pshoim. Now, pesha always refers to what?
Mistaken.
No, not a mistaken. Very, very, the pesha is the worst. There's chatos, avon, and pesha. Pesha is like very, is like lahakas, like a very bad avera. Okay, so he says, Hashem says, tell my nation about their pesha, and Rashi tells you the word am is a reference to whom? Specifically the Talmidei Chachamim. So I gave la'ami pisham elu Talmidei Chachamim, these Talmidei Chachamim, sheshkagos nasas lahem kizdonos. The shkagos, right, the accidental avers that they do are treated as zdonos, things which are done b'nezid. Why? Because they really should have learned things properly. They didn't learn properly. They just read a Mishnah without having it clear. They didn't put the Mishnayos together. And really, as Rashi says, again, that Lashon, Lasseis Leiv Betamei Mishnas, they didn't really try to learn Be'ilun, to understand what was going on. So they're treated as a Leveis Yaakov, but to the simple people, Chatoisim, for the simple people that actually we don't hold them so responsible, because for them, it's not really their fault. And Rashi explains, even the Pesha that they do, Afilu Pesha, Ani Kari Chadis, only called the Chadis, because we don't expect so much from them. Okay, so the Gemara says, so that's Leiz Ayakov Chatosim, Eilam Me'arsh, Zdonos Naslem Kishkagos. And that's what Rashi is saying. The Pesha, the Gemara says, even the Zadon that they do is only treated as a Shkago. Okay, says the Gemara, Behainu Desnan, and that's what we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Oymer Havizor, Betalmud Shishigas Talmud, Oyle Zadon. Be careful with the study of Talmud, because when you make a Shkago, Betalmud, you make an accidental error in Talmud, that creates a Zadon. Okay, that will bring to Zadon, and you see from this pasuk, Hashem treated as a Zadon. Darash Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloi, Darash Rebbe Yehuda, someone just asked me today, actually, Rebbe is not Rebbe Yehuda, right? I said, no, Rebbe Yehuda is someone else. Who's Rebbe? Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloi. That's our Gemara, right? Sometimes, usually it's just referred to as Rebbe Yehuda, but Rebbe Yehuda, Sam Rebbe Yehuda in the Mishnah is Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloi. Rebbe is Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. So Darash Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloi, Mai Dechsev Shimu Devar Hashem Acharedim El Devaro. Listen to the words of Hashem, the people that are fearful for Hashem's words. Eilu Talmidei Chachamim. These are Talmidei Chachamim. Amru Acheichem. This should be the whole pasuk in full, so we can appreciate what's going on. The pasuk continues. Amru Acheichem Soneichem Minadeichem. Your brother said, the people that hate you, and the people that pushed you away, that are disgusted by you and push you away, they say, Leman Shmi Yichvar Hashem. These people that don't like you, your brothers, but also the people that hate you and the Manadechem, they all say, because of me, Leman Shmi Yichvar Hashem, Hashem will be honored because of what I do. The Nira B'Simchasim, but we will all together see in your Simcha, the Hei Mivoshu, and they will be embarrassed. So it's a little bit of an esoteric, unclear pasuk over here. So the Gemara Darshans. Shimon Rosh Hashem Acharedim El Dvaro Elo Tamil Chachamim. These are Tamil Chachamim. Those are the Charedim El Hashem. Amru Acheichem, your brothers will say, Elu Bali Mikra. Those are the people that learn Psukim. Son Eichem, the people that hate you, Elu Bali Mishnah. Go ahead.
They'll tell you that the Charedim on them.
No, that's not where Darshan is. The Navi is talking. The Navi is saying, listen, Shimu Dvar Hashem Acharedim El Dvar. You people that are Charedim, you are the Bali Talmud. These are Talmud Chachamim. Amru, your brothers say about you, and who is that? That's the Bali Mikra. And Son Eichem, Elo Bali Mishnah, and Minadechem, Elo Ame Arts. All those people, they all say that they're doing the right thing. but they're not really doing the right thing because they're missing the, they're not getting the full picture. The ones learn Mikra, the ones learn Mishnah. But they're all saying that it's because of me, right? They're saying, Leman Shmi Yechbar Hashem, because of my, what I'm doing, Hashem will be honored. Right? So the positive Gabar, now the Gemara Darshins, Shema Toimar Pasak Sivra Mavato Siku. Maybe you'll think, since, even though they think they're doing the right thing, but they're not really, because really the end of the pasuk V'nir Bissim Chaskim, they will see in your Simcha the Talmid Chacham. Again, the Torah is for the pasuk here, the Navi is referring to the Talmid Chacham. He's saying, Shimon Devar Hashem Achreim El Dvaro. Right? Those people say that they're, those other people, not you, the Talmid Chacham, those other people say that they're doing the right thing, and they're not really. The near Bissim Chaskim, we're going to see in your Simcha, the Talmid Chachamim, eventually, and the other people will be embarrassed. So the Pasha way of reading the Pasuk is, these people, these other people, the Mikra and the Mishnah, those people are going to claim that they're doing the right thing, but they're really not, and eventually they're going to be embarrassed. But the Gemara doesn't darshan like that. The Gemara says, even though they're mistaken, but so you would think, Shema Tomer Pasuk Sivram et Batel's good, maybe their hope is lost and they have no chance of getting anything because they didn't do the right thing. Even though they're wrong, they're claiming that they had the MS, but they were wrong. Nonetheless, the pasuk says vinir'e. What does vinir'e mean, Evan? Vinir'e, we will see, not vitiru. You'll see. Talmid Chacham, vinir'e, we will all see bisim chasam in your simcha. So in your simcha, the Talmid Chachamim, we all will enjoy. Even the people that were Bali Mikra and Bali Mishnah that didn't have the right picture, they're all going to be part of it. So Shema Torah Yisrael Yevoshu. Maybe you'll say that Yevoshu, the people that are being embarrassed are the Yidden, because the end of the pasuk is vehem Yevoshu. Gemara says Tamad Lomer vehem Yevoshu. What is the hem? Who are the they in the pasuk? Oyv de kochavim Yevoshu v'Yisrael Yismachu. Only those the kochavim will be embarrassed. The Yisrael will be besimcha. Mazal Tov Hadron Aloch Elu Mitzias Kol Kavod. This is everybody. Should go weiter. Okay, and here we go. Weiter says the Mishnah, new perek. Okay, says the Mishnah, Hamafkid Eitzel Chaver, famous perek, Shas. Right, this is what kids learn in the beginning of their learning. Third perek above Metzia. It's one of the first prakim you learn.
15 years old.
What?
15 years old.
It depends. It depends how old you are. That's how people learn when they come to age when they're 25. You know, you never know. But when the kids start learning. So when's one of the first prokhmilon? A mafkid eitzel chaveru. So somebody who deposits by his friend, behema o kalim, he gives him behema to watch, an animal or kalim. Vinignavu osha avdu. And this behema or kalim was stolen or was lost. So the Mishnah says, shilein v'lo rotzeli shava. This shomer pays and does not want to take a shvua. Now, what does that imply? He doesn't want to take a shvuah. That he could have taken a shvuah. He could have. He had a choice. He could have taken a shvuah.
Say what I guarded but he, properly.
What?
Say what I guarded.
Correct.
Properly.
Right. As we'll see in a second. Shilein v'lo rotzeli shava. How do we know he could take a shvuah? Sha'arei. Because in fact, the din is amru chazal say shomer chinam nishba v'yotze. A shomer chinam, which is that's what we're talking about as we see in the Mishnah. A shomer chinam. The halacha is that all he has to do is swear that he wasn't negligent. And he's yotzi, he goes out scot-free. Because when we refer to nignav, okay, we're going to talk about this paragraph, we're going to talk about the dalet shomrim, the four different types of shomrim. If you guys are not familiar with that, we'll get to it throughout the prokim, throughout this parak. So shomer chinam is the least responsible shomer. He's the least responsible guardian. And he's only chayef for pshia. When the chazal speak about different levels of shmira, there's pshia as the most basic level. Everybody is chayef for that, any type of shomer. Above that is gneva v'aveda. Gneva Veda is, it was stolen or was lost, but in a way that wasn't negligent. Yeah, so the assumption is that Gneva was not including negligence. That's what Chazal, when we refer to the term of Nignav, usually that's what it means. Okay, and then above that is an Ones. Now, a Shomer Chinam is Chayiv only in Pshia, and he's not a Chayiv in Gneva Veda. Shomer Sachar, who's the next level of Shomer, someone who gets paid, so he's Chayiv not only for Pshia, but also Chayiv for Gneva Veda, but he's not Chayiv for Ones. We'll talk about other shomer that are chayiv even for onus. Anyway, this shomer we're speaking about is a shomer chinam, and he is not chayiv for anything but pshia. So since the Mishnah says v'nignav or nevad, he's not chayiv. So he could have sworn, and he decided not to swear. Shilam v'larotz alishava. So the din is nimtza ganav. If now the ganav is found subsequently, mishan tashlum ekevel. The ganav has to pay tashlum ekevel. That's the din of a ganav. He has to pay not only the principal which he stole, but he has to double it. Or Tavach Umachar. What does Tavach Umachar mean?
Yasuah.
Shechted.
Shechted and now sold.
And what?
Sold.
And sold?
And sold.
Or sold. So here the Vav is a Vav, an Or Vav. Okay, the Gemara dashes this in Bava Kamma. Here Tavach Umachar, they're not going together. It's Tavach Or. Okay, Tavach Umachar, because those are the two options that a Ganav can either shecht it or sell it. In both of those cases, if we're talking about an animal, specifically a shoraseh, so be chayev dalad vehe, either or four or five, depending on which animal he stole. Okay, so this is halacha for anyone who doesn't hear from Bava Kamma. If specifically by those two animals, a shor and a seh, not only are you going to be chayev kefil, but if you shecht or sell them, then you're going to be chayev either four or five, depending on if it was a shor or seh. Other animals don't have the din of dalad vehe. Only a shor of a seh. So if the ganav, if we're talking about a shor or seh, he not only stole it, but he also shechted it or sold it, so the mishavta shulam brava chamisha. So this ganav is now paying dalad vehe. So this ganav that we find, if it was kelim, he's going to be paying kefil. If it was an animal specifically a shor or seh, he's going to be paying dalad vehe. So now the mishnah says lemi misham. Who does he pay to? Now it's all one scenario here. So we have a situation where the shomer, on his watch, the animal was stolen, or the kelim were stolen or lost. He wasn't really responsible, and he could have sworn and got out of it. Instead of swearing, he decides to pay, and now we catch the ganav, and the ganav has to pay either kefil dalve. Who is he paying it to? Says the Mishnah, lemisha pikadon etzlo, to the person who the pikadon is by him, which Rashi explains to mean the shomer. Now that the shomer paid for the pikadon, he gets the rights of the pikadon, which includes any tashlumim of kefil or dalve. Good? Yes, Manny?
It seems like we're pretending that the shomer was like so righteous that he decided not to swear.
Yes,
to pay.
Correct.
But like he's not gonna, if he actually was like negligent, he's not gonna make a false shavua. Like,
beautiful. So that's Tosis Akash. Very good. I think if I'm understanding correctly, asking Tosis Akash. Tosis asks, Mehechi Tesi. I ask. I think a little differently. If I'm understanding 100%, is that the Mishnah? Let's say like this: the Mishnah is making an assumption that the guy was not negligent. Now, by the way, it's not really such an assumption, because what's the lashon of the Mishnah? What happened? The nignav or shavdu. The term nignav, the avdu, refers to somebody that's not negligent. That's generally what Chazal mean by that. There's something called pshia, and then there's gnev of aveda. That's the term for things that the shomer chinam is potter for. So that's why the Mishnah is very good. The Mishnah is making an assumption. I mean, the Mishnah says it was stolen or it was lost, and therefore you're not chayev, because it doesn't say pshia. So that means you have the option to swear truthfully and get out of it. And you decided you don't want to swear. Why? Because a shua is a very chumra thing. Maybe you don't want to. For whatever reason, the guy didn't want to swear. It's not a crazy thing for a person not to want to swear. Even if they're telling the truth. People don't want to. It's a serious thing. You don't want to get involved in a shua. Gemara talks about very, very severe things. It happens to people to take shua. So you want to stay out of it. Tosfos, though, asks, why does the Mishnah have to make that the case? Right? Not exactly. Meaning, well, answer up, Manny. The Mishnah says nignav nevad. So therefore, we're assuming that he told the truth. Right? We're talking about that he wasn't pashas. So he could tell the truth and still get off. But Frank Tice says, why does that have to be the case? Why not say the exact same halacha, even if he was pusher? Say it, the guy was pusher, and he paid. Why does the din of the Mishnah have to be that he could have sworn, and then he paid? And what if he couldn't have sworn and he paid? Then it should be different. Lamai say he paid for it. The whole din of the Mishnah is dependent on the fact that he could have sworn. L'chara the vort is that you paid for something, and now you own the rights. That Tice is his kasha. So Tosfos says, Enachanami, who adin, imamar pashati. Yeah, Enachanami. It could be that if he said pashati, and really I was pashaya, and I can't swear, and therefore I'm going to pay for it, it would be the same exact halacha. Tosfos just says, the normal thing is that a person doesn't want to,
But if he said pashaya, then you wouldn't know this thing about, the Torah, and not agreeing to him.
Why not? You would, as I'm asking. Why? Again, a guy decides to pay for the animal. Who cares if he's paying because he had to pay, or because he's choosing to pay? The bottom line is he paid for the animal. Right? Shouldn't make a difference. Now, the Rivan actually learns that the Pshat of the Mishnah, Manny, is that case. Now, that's why I kept saying in the beginning, Pasha Pshat, I think, is not like that. That's why Tosfos doesn't want to say it like that, because Chazal always referred to Gneva Vaveda as a non-Pshia. Those are the different categories. There's Pshia, then there's Gneva Vaveda, then there's Oines, and then, right? Those are the different categories. So usually that category doesn't mean Pshia. But the Rivan learns that no, in our Mishnah, Taka means Pshia. And he didn't want to swear means, so what does it mean he didn't want to swear? I asked you before, what does Lo Ratzel Lishava imply?
That he
could have swore, sworn and he decided not to. So if you don't like the Rivan that he was Poshet, what does it mean that Lo Ratzu L'Shava? Says Tosfos, he didn't want to swear falsely. Lo Ratzu L'Shava B'Sheker. Okay, that's not such a smooth read in the Mishnah. But he's bad. Tosfos is bad by the Kaddish. The problem is the way Tosfos is learning. Mehechi Tesi, why is the Mishnah limiting it to a case where he could have sworn? Why does that make a difference? Says the Gemara, Lama Lila Mishnah.
Why would he pay over taking a Shavuot? Why
would he? That's what I said before. Shavuot is a very serious thing. People like to stay away from Shavuot. Even if you're talking, I don't want to get involved in the Shavuot. Okay, that's a normal thing. Lama Lila Mishnah Behema. By the way, just to point out that a Shavuot, this is one of the Shavuot's Deoraisa. We're to learn now the parak of Hamafkid, so we're talking about the Dinei Shomrim. And this is called Shavuos HaShomrim, Shavuos HaPikadon. That's one of the Shavuos Midyaraisa that a person has to take in this situation. Something was stolen. You have to take Shavuot that you were not negligent. Manny, what does Rashi mean? V'shelosh Shalach Boyad. In the first line of Rashi, V'shelosh Shalach Boyad, a very important phrase also we need to know for this parak and for all of Shavs and for Yediyas, but also for this parak. It's called Shlichos Yad. And then Shlichos Yad means you didn't stretch out your hand, which refers to you actually stealing it. So when a shomer takes a shvuah, he's not only taking a shvuah that he wasn't negligent, he's also taking a shvuah shelo sholach boyad that he himself didn't take it. Because then that's what very often, not very often, but a lot of cases we're going to be speaking about, is when the shomer himself steals it. That's called shlichos yad, when he stretches his arm out against the to take the item. Okay? Says the Gemara, lama le misnei behema, lama le misnei kelim. Why do you have to tell me the same thing twice by behema and kelim? And like we said, behema doesn't really mean behema as a generic thing. It means specifically shur v'seh. Says the Gemara, tzrichi, it's necessary. Di tana behema. If you only would have taught me the behema, have a mina behema, hu demakni lekfela. I would have said only behema, the owner is willing to give over the rights of the kefil to the shomer. Mishum denafish tircha le yulo lafuka. Because the shomer had to put in a lot of effort. He exerted a lot of effort to take care of your behema. He had to bring it in, he had to bring it out, he had to take care of it. So now, okay, so you're willing to give him over, you know what, okay, let him have the kefil. You know, the guy worked hard. But Caleb, he didn't do it. He was sitting in his back, he was sitting in his closet, and then it got stolen. Why do I own kefil? Why should he get the kefil? So, ema lo maknelik fail. So maybe the owner is not willing to be makne, to give over the kefil to the shomer. So that's why I'm going to need to teach me also the din of the kelim. Vitana kelim, if you only would have taught me kelim, have a mina kelim would become maknile, I would have thought that the owner was willing to be matted the kefil. Why? Because the kamakli kelim mishum delo nafish kiflai. Because the kefil is not so much. The Gemara here is using kefil in generic term as all of the extra pangs. The kefil of an item that's not a shor of a set is capped off at double. The most you're ever going to get is double. So okay, you know what? The guy will get double beseder. I'll let him pay for it, and he'll if anything actually comes later on, he'll take double. Aval behema techitova chumacha misham toshum dal behei. But if I behave, this guy's going to cash in four times the amount of the animal that I gave to him. That can't be. So aim low. So aim low. Makni like feila tzrichas. There, if I need both. Gemara now asks the Bam Kasha. Tzricha maskev la Rami Bar Chama. Frek Rami Bar Chama. V'ha'ena the mark davar shelo beloilam. How could it be that at the time when the animal is, what happened? The animal is stolen, right? And then the guy's like, I'm going to pay for it. How could that money at that time that he's paying for buy the rights to the kefil that the owner is giving him? You can't be makdav shel baloilam. The kefil is not here. You can't be makdav something which is not here yet. So there is no kefil. Who knows? Who knows if they're going to be kefils? We'll see in a second. The guy's not here. We don't know what's going on. Yeah.
If they catch it.
Right, that's what we're. We mocked it that if you catch him in 3 months from now, you get to keep it. It's not here. I can't be mocking that to you. That feeler may adam adav shel b'loilam. Even according to Rameo, says a person can be mocking adav shel b'loilam. That's Hani Mili. Elio asked me this question a few months ago. Hani Mili could go and peros dekel davidi da'asu. That's only peros dekel. That's only you sell somebody fruits of a tree which you know they're destined to come because that's what happens. Shoots trees bear fruits. So you're expecting that to come. Aval hacha, here, mi yemer de migneva. Who says that it's going to be stolen? Vimtim tzolomer de migneva, mi yemer de mishtakach ganav. And even if it is stolen, who says that you're going to find the ganav? Vim mishtakach ganav, mi yemer de mishtakach. And even if it was stolen, and you find the ganav, who says the ganav is going to pay? We all know there's a klal, dilma moide mifta, something called moide beknas pater. So maybe the ganav will come forward and be moide, that and it'll be moide and be pater because halacha is if you're moide about a knas you're going to be pater. There's a little pashup shah problem here about the moide be knas pater because the Gemara already said that we caught the ganav. So what does it mean that you caught the ganov? Mishtakach, the ganov was found, and then he's being moider, right? So the top Tosfos is asked this. Sounds like Rashi Tosfos says Pashut Pshat is that he's going to quickly be moider before the Edom come to nail him. It's like we gotta bring him to court. It's like, hey, I stole it. It was me. Like Saddam Hussein, I'm ready to negotiate. Right after they caught him. Right. So Tosfos says not so Pashut that case works, but that's a Pashut Pshat kasha the Gemara. That's my second Pashut Pshat kasha. I skipped the first one for a second because I was just finishing up there. But moider b'knas pot. There's a chiddush to say it's moider b'knas because the Gemara just said you caught him. Right, moider b'knas. Normally, the guy comes forward on his own. But there's another pashut pshat kasha that Rashi bevorns twice. Rashi on the top of Lama Dalet over here, Mi'emer de Mignava, and Rashi already bevorns it because it's such a problem at the very beginning of the Gemara. Rashi in the first Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi talks about this. And that what's the obvious question that Tosfos also speaks out? Tosfos in the Big Tosfos Kigon is what's the Gemara saying? The guy, the shomer, is going to come forward, he's going to pay the money, and he's acquiring the rights to the kefil. So the Gemara says, Ein adam arkta v'shov olam. Okay, we got that. But then the Gemara says, it's not destined to come because mi yemer de mignava. Whoever said that it's going to be stolen. What's the problem with that, Manny? It's already stolen. That you're paying the money after it's stolen. So how could the Gemara say, well, who says you're going to steal it? The Pashut Pshat reading the Gemara without seeing Rashi, is that we're talking about the guy at the time that he pays the money, he's buying the rights of the kefil. So the animal's already stolen. So what does Rashi tell you, Manny?
Stolen, it was lost.
Yeah,
what?
It ran away.
We're talking about a case where we said it was Nignov. Bamo gave Nignov. What? The guy was Nignov. The truth is, yeah. There's no kefil b'chal if it's Aveda, right? There could be something called Tainas Aveda we'll talk about. But let's go in the case of Nignov, the Poshet case. Yeah, the case of kefil is obviously in a case where kefil is Shayach. So the guy, the Mishnah says it was Nignov. That's what happened. The guy's swearing that it was Nignov. So what do you mean, mi yemer de Mignov? I'm sorry. So he's not swearing. He could have sworn, right? He's paying and not swearing. But the point is he's saying, it was stolen. I don't want to swear about that, so I'm going to pay. So why is the Gemara saying, so what is Rashi, right? So why is the Gemara saying, Evan, who said it's going to be stolen? It already happened. So Tosfos and Rashi has this kasha. Rashi here just says, b'shashem maser lo, the kimul rabbanan. Excuse me, let's go to the first Rashi. Miyemer de Mignava she'asid lihi ganev. The likni lekefil b'shas mesira, says Rashi. We're talking about, Rashi explained the Gemara, and Tosfos basically says, Alder also, that the Gemara is not saying that you're buying the kefil at the time that you pay for the animal. We're talking about the original mesira that was done. When the owner gave over the animal to you lechatchila, to be the shomer, at that point, the deal was already made, right? Says Rashi, that if it's also liganet, the litni lekefil b'shas mesira, dalkorchach m'shas mesira boilat nuisha mashcheni mimeni almanas kein. Okay, now the problem with this, so that means the Gemara already in the Havamin, in the Kasha, the Gemara was assuming that you're telling him that what's going to happen in the future, then it will be nikna. But the Gemara's Kasha, so therefore what's the Gemara's Kasha then? Because the Gemara's Kasha is, you can't have the kinin bichal later, because you're being makna now. I'm telling you, b'shas mesira, making this deal, right? That when it comes later on, right, I'm telling you, at the time of the mesira, I'm giving you over the animal. The way Tosfos says that a little bit clearer, Tosfos says, the b'shas mesira hechekno apar liknos hakefil kishiyavo. I'm telling you, listen, I'm giving you over this animal, and then later on you'll be able to be makna the kefil. Right? So there the Gemara is saying, okay, so now we don't know if the Gneva is going to happen. So we're saying, listen, if, and that's the Gemara's Kasha, so it's Davish, you have to be Mach Davish Lavolim, you're saying it right now, but you don't know if the animal is going to be stolen. You don't know if there's going to be Kefil. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara answers, Amarav Nasika Omer L'Shikitikane V'Tirtze V'Tishalmeni Arei Parasi K'nui L'cha Me'achshav. The Gemara says it's not being Mach Davish Lavolim, because you're making, not only are you doing this deal at the time of the Masir originally, but you're saying that it's going to work L'Mafreya. The Havamin of the Gemara is, at the time you give over the animal, saying, listen, I'm giving you this animal, and if you pay for later, and then you'll be kind of the kefil later on. So that the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's a verse, who knows if it's going to be stolen? You can't, that's not going to work. Gemara says, okay, you're right. What are we doing? At the time you give it over to, I say, listen, in the event that happens, when are you kind of the animal? Evan? L'mafreya from now. And therefore, it's not being marked of a shalom. I'm saying, you're right, I'm giving you over the animal right now. In the event that happens, then it'll be kind of L'mafreya. That's the Gemara's teretz. And Rashi explains, Rashi divra masal nasik omelo, and what's bothering Rashi, Manny? What's bothering Rashi? Rashi divra masal nasik omelo, Rashi is bothered by, how do we know that though? How do we know that the owner wants to make that deal?
Like, I didn't make the deal. I just gave him an animal. Now you tell me I made the deal?
So Rashi says the Chazal regarded the Sof Daito. The Chazal made, and the Chazal went down into a person's head, and they realized Kimul Rabbanon, that a person would rather be have a sure bet to get his Karen back than the option of maybe getting his Kefir. I want to know I'm protected about my Karen. So if I know you're going to pay me back the Karen if something happens, I'd rather take that than like, oh, maybe I'm going to lose the kefil. I want my money back.
I want to deal with the kefil, right?
No, I'm happy to get the kefil, obviously.
You
but
you have a whole mice.
It's a whole mice, and who says I'm going to get it? So therefore, Chazal made an assumption that's going to happen. Okay, quick.